Here, okay. Ajus Kisetse. So we have a halachas of Ben Soro Mora. The Torah tells us Ki Yeli Ish Ben Soro Mora. You have a rebellious son. So what did he do? He look in Rashi. The fourth line. Ben Soro Mora Einu Chayv Sheyignov Yochal Tartim Rebosav Yishtachatzi Yayin. Because he stole and he bought meat and he's eating meat and wine and we're afraid one day he's going to commit murder. And it's interesting, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the whole din of Ben Soro Mora, first of all, is a question whether it ever happened or not. That's a machlokus in the Gemara. But besides that, it only is shaykh to the first 3 months after Bar Mitzvah. After he's older than that, there's no din of Ben Soro Mora. And the Shemi Shmuel writes, the idea is because the Torah saw that he's starting off on a bad foot, and they feel that it's a recipe for failure, that he's going to commit murder, so better kill him before he does the bad thing, so at least he'll die innocent and not guilty. I mean, it's a very, perplexing halacha, and again, it's a question whether it happened or not, but there's certain messages that I want to glean from the Ben Soro Mora that it's relevant to even people that are not Ben Soro Mora. So the question, Kielish Ben Soro Mora, and then Shomei Bekol Oviv Bekol Imo, he doesn't listen to his parents. V'Yisro So V'Lishma Aleim. So then the Torah goes on and says, V'Safsu Bo Oviv Imo, V'Otzio So V'Zikne Iro L'Sham Mekomo. And then they take him out and they say, B'Neinu Zeh Soro Mora, and then Shomei Bekolenu Zolo V'Sove, and then Gromu, Kol Anche Iro Bavonim U'Meis. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says on page 4, Nayin Aleph Amud Beis, Ben Soro Mora Nidon Al Shem Sofam. That's the Mishnah at the bottom. Nidon Al Shem Sofam. Meaning, what are you killing him? What did he do? He stole something, he bought meat, he's eating, you know, with his friends, the meat and the wine from what he stole. Yeah, so what's the so the Gemara says Nidon Oshem Sofo, that he's Nidon based on what's going to potentially happen in the future, even though we never do such a thing normally, right? If you punish for something you didn't commit yet because we think you might commit it, but that's this halacha Nidon Oshem Sofo. So the, and then it's interesting, the pasuk says, in Chaf Aleph, V'chol Yisrael Yishmu V'yirol. It says, U'gamu kol anshe iro b'avonim ameis, V'yarta ram yikubech, V'chol Yisrael Yishmu V'yirol. In other words, everyone should take heed, learn from this case. That we killed him, and everyone should see what we did, and hear, and and learn from what happened. So it's interesting. The Ramban says, I don't understand. There's so many cases in the Torah where you kill people for averus, Shabbos, and Eishasish. It doesn't always say we kill him, and the Holy Yisrael Yishmu V'yirol. Why only over here? So the Ramban, on page 6 and 7, writes that we only say Chol Yisrael Yishmu V'yirol when we kill somebody who didn't actually commit the full Avera. And yet we still kill him. So then We say we're doing it because we want to warn the people. Whereas when we kill him, we do an aver. You don't need to warn the people. They know he committed the crime. What examples does the Ramban give? Say, for example, Edim Zomimim. Look on page 7, the paragraph that begins towards the bottom. Chema Edim Zomimim. So Edim Zomimim, what's the halacha? They only get the punishment if they say they were made that somebody killed someone else, and it's really not true, right? So we kill him because he tried to kill the other guy. But if the halacha is, but if his edus went through, and they actually killed the guy that he testified against, then we don't kill the Edim Zomimim. Edim Zomimim is only because they tried. But when they actually succeed, then we don't. That's the din of Shenarogim V'lohargum. Hey, Mesis, a person who's trying to get somebody to worship Avodah Zarah. So all those things, it's not a full, you know, it's not like Chil Shabbos. He did it. Boil Eishas, he did it. So all those things, you don't have to save Chol Yisrael Yishmu Mu'ar. Only things that we're punishing people based on things that they didn't fully come to fruition, but we say that this thing that you did already is severe, even though it didn't come to fruition, and we kill him, then we save Chol Yisrael Yishmu Mu'ar. Now, there is a Gemara, another Gemara, on page 5. Pei Chesem Adbeis. And the Gemara says like this: Ben Soru Mora Shirotsu Ovi V'Imo Limcholov. So this is an interesting halacha. Say, for example, somebody did an avera. He slept with a man's wife, right? And he was there, ate him, and there was bezdin and this. And then after it happened, I don't know, the woman, the husband, or whatever, they say, we're mochel you for doing it. It doesn't work. You did the aveira in front of Edim Hasra, Yichayev Nisa. There's no mechila here. You can't be mochel. But here, the Gemara tells us an interesting thing, that by Ben Sar Mora, even though the kid stole, and he did all the wrong things, he stole, he had the meat, he stole the money, he had the meat, he had the wine, he ate it with his friends, and they're afraid that one day, you know, he's not going to have money and he'll just kill somebody to get the money and buy the meat. And he doesn't listen to his parents. So normally, once you do have an Aveira and you chayiv Misa, it's finished. It can't be Moichel. But when Ben Tzorah Mora, Shirotzo Ovi V'Imo Limcholo, Mochlu. That Ben Tzorah Mora, that if the parents want to be Moichel him, they can be Moichel him. That he did, you know, he stole, he did this, and he won't get misa. Simple pshat is because, again, it's not because of the avera. But still, it's a little strange, because l'maisa, if the Torah is mechayev misa on such a thing, so what's the idea that the parents want to be mochel, they can be mochel? So the Shem Yishmuel, says a pshat. On page 13. And then he asks another question. What's this idea that can be mochel? And then he asks another question. There is a Medrash Tanchuma on page 8. The Medrash Tanchuma says, "Tzivisa Hashem panav elecha." It says Hashem will show favoritism to you, the Jewish people. Another pasuk says, "Kosev echa acher omer asher lo yisa panim," that Hashem doesn't show favoritism. So the Medrash says, "Osa tshuva nosel panim." If you do tshuva, Hashem will show favoritism. So basically what the Medrash is saying is that tshuva helps for the Jewish people. Hashem will forgive you. He'll show favoritism. He won't punish you. He'll forgive you. Only for Jewish people, not for non-Jewish people. So why is that? So that's a whole discussion. You know, because you have to fit it into how it works in Sefer Yonah, about, you know, Nineveh, and true for non-Jewish people, but the simple pshat in the Medrash is only works for Jews. Yisra Hashem parav elecha, for the Jewish people. V'lo l'uma acheres. So what's the idea? So the Shem Yishmuel has the Yisod. And this is on page 13, we'll see it inside momentarily. He says like this, that even if a person goes off the derech, right? But he still maintains connection. He still maintains connection. So as long as he's still connected, even though you went astray, there's still hope that you're going to come back. But once the connection is gone, once it's cut off, then it's very unlikely that you're going to ever come back. So the Shem Yishmuel says, and we'll see in a second, that when it comes, when the parents, here, look at the bottom two lines on page 13, in the left column. Whereas if the parents say, hey, you violated what we said, you stole, you did this and that, we don't want to have anything to do with you anymore. So then, most likely, he's never going to do tshuva. He's never going to come back. But if they're mochel, that means that even though you went astray, there's still a connection between us. There's still going to be a connection between us. So whenever the connection remains, then it's shaykh to have, that there's likely that there's going to be tshuva. And that's why Ben Sora Moreh is, why do we kill him now? Because we say that he did so much bad that most probably he's going to do even worse. He's going to kill people later. So let us kill him now before he does it worse. But once parents say we're going to be mochel, that means we're going to keep up the relationship. It's not we're going to throw him under the bus. We're going to keep up the relationship. So then there's still hope. And therefore we're not going to kill him anymore. Because the only reason we kill, because we assume that there's going to be even worse in the future. But if the relationship is kept up, you don't have to assume there's going to be worse in the future. And he says, that's the pshat. Look further up. Achnira, in Isab Medrash Tanchuma, Shachuba Moelis of Yisrael Lulakul. In Nira, the Machmas Yisrael, he b'nei Avram Yitzchum Yaakov. She b'etzem nefoshas Torahs and Tovos. Rach she b'mikra nislach kubah verus. In other words, every Jew is connected, his neshama is connected to the others. It's connected. So even though you do something wrong sometimes, we're still connected, and you could do tshuva. But the goyim don't have that same connection. So memela, the assumption is, when the goy sins, he basically cut off ties. He cut off ties. Look, gotta be this mitzvah, look, gotta be that thing. So in the Mela, once you cut off ties, it's not shaykh, tshuva is not going to happen. Because tshuva means to return. If there's still a connection, then, again, I'm not saying it can never happen, but it's more likely, and that's what the Shem Yishmuel says, that Ben Sora Moreh, there always has to be that connection. Once the connection is gone, so then there's no tshuva anymore. So that's why the goyim, we assume that when goy sins, he broke off the connection. Because because his neshama is not like our neshama that's connected to Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. We're always connected. So even though, whatever we do, there's still hope it will be taken back in. And that's a very important yisod. You know, in life, there'll always be people. Most of us have over the years, friends, talmidim, you know, who necessarily went off the derech, you know. But if you're going to act towards them that you don't want to have anything to do with them, then for sure they'll never come back. But if a person still, I mean, I know people who went off the derech, but they still maintain relationships with their friends from yeshiva, etc. So, you know, you never know. That's going to be, that connection alone is enough to say that the whole parsha of Ben Sora Moreh is not going to apply anymore. Because we're not going to assume the worst anymore. Because whenever there's a connection, and that's the big yisod in life, you always have to stay connected. Stay connected wherever you are. If you stay connected, So then it's gonna, there's a likelihood that things could change. And therefore, if the father and the mother said, okay, that's it, we don't have anything to do with you, then he becomes a ben tzara mora. But if they say they're mochel, then he doesn't. And it's interesting, this I heard from Rabbi Pesach Horowitz many years ago. You know, in the end of the day, like, what happened? He stole, he's going to eat meat, he's going to... The Yerushalmi adds one thing that we don't have in the Bavli, on page 12. The Yerushalmi says, what do you think? This guy, he stole. So we say, one day he's going to do what? Much worse. But you know what the Yerushalmi says? Sofa Kodesh Baruch Hu, see the beginning of the Gemara. Sofa Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shosom Ze Osid, Legamer Nichse Ovin, Nichse Imo. He's going to steal, he's going to take the mother's jewelry, and he's going to sell it and get money to get him meat and wine, etc. V'yoshiv lo b'parashas drachim. And he's going to sit in the crossroads. U'makapech es abriyos v'horeg es anafashos. That one day he's not going to get money, so he's going to kill people to get the money. But you know what he says? V'sofo l'shakech es talmuda. And in the end, he's going to forget all the learning that he did in yeshiva. So it's a funny climax. You know, you do this, this. So what does that mean? So it could be Rabbi Horowitz said this, and I was thinking about this when I saw the Shem Yishmua. That a person goes to yeshiva, so he's always going to remember things, experiences, the learning that he did in yeshiva. So even if he goes a little bit astray, he always has that connection. But the Ben Tzora Mora, we're afraid that he's going to lose ties and he's going to end up even forgetting Talmudo. What does that mean? That means there's no connection left. There's nothing left. He forgot it all. He forgot it all. So that person, we have to worry about. We have to worry about everybody. But that person is much more precarious situation. And that's why it's always important. You know, in life, it's always important to keep connections. Even if you call somebody once a year, you're keeping... You know, you call a friend, you know, it just takes that extra effort, you know, pick up a phone. You know, today people text, so you don't even have to pick up a phone. But, you know, pick up a phone, call somebody, you know, a friend, and, you know, always good to reconnect. Even, we're not even talking about people who are going off the derech. Just stop. It's a positive thing, because people are connected together, that always brings a positive response. And that's always something good in life. Baruch Hashem, in life we're busy and we meet a lot of different people. And you know, we don't always keep up. It's an important thing that a person is, as I entitled this, Kiyam HaKesher, Kitnai L'Tshuva. But it's not only a Tanai L'Tshuva, but it's a Tanai in all good things in life, to keep up relationships, keep up... you know, things, and especially the case with what Gemara's talking about, the fellow who's a little bit, who needs the chizm. So if you keep up the connection, so that's gonna bring him back. And it's interesting, there's a famous Gemara in Chagiga. Take a look. On page 20. Which literally means that four big rabbanim, four tanoim we're talking about. Nichnasu lepardes literally means they entered the orchard. Which, as Rabbi Shai Greenwald pointed out to me, it means they were osek in philosophy. Doesn't mean literally they went in. They were, and they were affected in different ways. So who are these four people? Ben Azai, Ben Zoma, Acher, and Rabbi Akiva. Now Acher was Elisha ben Avuya, who's the Atana, who went off the derech. And it says different things. You know, Ben Azai hitzitz v'nifka. Ben Azai looked too much, he was a little bit hurt. And you know, Rabbi Akiva, Yotza B'Sholom, it says at the end of the bracket. You know, so he was okay. But Acher Kitzetz Benetios, which literally means he cut off the branches. Cut off the branches. And we know the Basfal came out and says, you know, Acher, there's no hope for Acher. And there's a Tema Shalah that says that he should have fought back and tried to do tshuva, etc. But Acher is Kitzetz Benetios. And that's the thing, that he totally cut himself off. He totally cut himself off. Because when you cut yourself off, then there's no hope. The Yismach Moshe on page 21, he learns Pshat, Kitzetz Benetios means that in other words, a person, a tree has branches. So he says that the branches literally, it wasn't physical branches, but it was Acher, but it means like this, that sometimes people feel close to something, but only in their machshava. Because people feel that they're close to Hashem, but they don't need to do anything. Because they feel they've reached a level of, it's good to have good feelings, but you don't have to actually do mitzvahs and that. And that's what the Yismach Moshe is saying with the Acher. That he felt such a dvekus for the netiyos, from the branches, he cut himself off. He didn't do any actions anymore of Yiddishkeit, because he felt that the mitzvahs is only to get me close to God. So if I feel close to God without the mitzvahs, then I don't need to do it. So that's what the Yismach Moshe says. That's what it means. He was kitzetz benetiyos. And that basically cut himself off. So that's also part of the same thing. That a person wants to stay connected to Hashem, he can't stay connected just by thinking, just by machshava. In other words, if you want to stay connected, you're in a relationship, you're dating someone. So you don't stay connected, if you stay connected, you buy the flowers, you do things for each other. It has to be actions that keep people connected, or else you get disconnected. So Acher, Kitzetz Benetios, means that he thought, the way Yismach Moshe explains, that he was so close, he was on this level of, immersing himself in these philosophical ideas, that he was so close that you don't need to do anything anymore. What do I need to put on tefillin if I'm close without the tefillin? But the message is that if you think that it's only based on a machshava, it's not going to work. You have to have tangible actions in this world. This world is a world, it doesn't mean you shouldn't think about things, etc. It's a world of tangible, like we said, you have to pick up your phone and call your friend. Or else the relationship's not going to continue. You have to always keep the kesha. We're not talking only by people who are going off the derech, like the Bet Zohar Amorim, where it says that if avivivo or mochle milo, if they're mochel, then there's hope for them, because they kept the connection. He didn't cut it off. But Acher is Kitzetz Benetios. And therefore he went off and the rest is history. It's interesting, the Shuas Yaakov, the Satmar Rebbe quotes on the Shuas Yaakov on page 22. We don't have time to see it inside, but you can look on page 22. He discusses the machlokis of Korach and Moshe. You know, that Korach, he dressed up the people, they were all wearing a talis shakul of chelis, the blue talis. The question is, with a talis shakul of chelis, needs tzitzis on it. So what's the idea that he was... So he says like this, the Yeshua Siyata of the last page here. He says that tzitzis has two parts to it, the loven and the chelis. There's a question whether today we have chelis, we don't have chelis, but in principle, it's white and blue. So what does white and blue represent? So he says blue represents machshava. Because what's the whole idea that Gemara says of Tchelis? That Tchelis reminds us of the sea. And the seas remind us of the sky. And the skies remind us of Ribon Shel Olam. So that's great. The white is the maisa. So you need both. You need to have machshava. You need to think about things. But you need to have action also. You need to do things. Person says, oh, I love this person, I love this religion, but I don't do anything about it. I love God, but I'm not willing to put on tefillin and tzitzis and mezuzahs on this. You love God. So that's the talis shatchul of chelis. It's only machshava. But you need chelis and you need love and also. You need maisa also. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying. It's not enough. talis shechulu tcheles still needs tzitzis, because even though it's chulu tcheles, you still have to need. You need, even though your beged is all blue, you still need white streaks, because you still need mice. And that's the yisod of osa. When it comes to keeping relationships, you have to do mice. You have to, of course, have machshava. Then yeah, I'm thinking of calling him, but then you never called him. Call up the friend. Call up your friend from camp that you haven't seen in who knows. Call up your, you know, keep the maisa. Dibur, maisa. Keep it going. Especially individuals who need special chizuk, like the Ben Soru Mora, who need the special chizuk. But even people who, anybody, every Jew, every person needs chizuk. Everyone, no one's infallible. Everyone needs friendship and needs relationships and needs people to be mechazik. Everyone needs. So that's what we have to keep the tcheles and the love. And that's the talis shatul tcheles, and that's the idea that the Shem Yishpul says. The Ben Sor Mora, that the parents are mochel, we don't kill them anymore. Because now there's a lot of hope, because there's a relationship now. Even though he's not listening, but they didn't disown him. When they didn't disown him, then there's hope. And there's hope, we're not going to kill him anymore. That's such a big deal. We changed the psak from Misa L'chaim because they were mochel. If they wouldn't be mochel, then it's kitzetz minatios. Then you cut off the branches, there's no hope, there's nothing, and then that. So that, perhaps, even though the Ben Soru Mora, whether it existed or not, we don't know. But reality of life, we know exists. And relationships exist, and things exist of these sorts. And we should always mechazik each other, keep up connections, keep up sharon, and that's to make you a better person, you make your friend a better person, and Bez Hashem, this should be the t'nai with you.